The Drive is brought to you on demand by Assignar Construction Operations Software. Visit keepbuilding.com for a free demonstration and see how much your business can save.
Leading off with the big story of the day, Denver Sports Station 104.3 The Fan presents The Drive with Tyler Palumbus and T-Mac.
He's under contract, so it's not like you can even do anything. There's no recruiting process, right?
No, nothing at all. I mean, he's a Packer, I'm a Bronco, and, you know, I wish him the best, and, you know, I know he does the same for me.
There you go. What about hands, though? What about hand size?
What are Rodgers' hand size? Did we check that out?
I have no idea. That's a good question.
Did we figure out the answer to does size matter, D-Mac? You got two kids.
Exactly. Well, listen, I saw Kevin earlier today said he revealed what his hand size was. And Kevin's 6'4", and it was underwhelming, his hand size.
Right, so, right.
And I said, Kevin, maybe this is it in terms of you being an NFL quarterback. I mean, maybe.
Well, you know, I thought that he might have another year or two of hope. Kevin? But, you know, wrap it up. Like, if it doesn't happen in the next year or two, at some point you got to move on with your life.
Maybe tight end. Maybe I'll switch to tight end.
Tight ends?
Instead of quarterback.
It's kind of like they're faster. Yeah, no, your only hope is guard. Yeah.
Guard?
Yeah.
Put me on the free agent fever board.
Yeah, he's got to bulk up a little bit, but.
Going in the wrong direction for that.
Yeah.
Well, in an hour, we're going to have Brock Heward and Nate Jackson in. We're watching the tight ends go through their paces right now. And it looks like they're doing, you know, A through L. So McBride hasn't gone yet, right? I'm going to guess. And hopefully it kind of times out to where these guys, the quarterbacks, throw around 5 o'clock or so. But we'll talk about it, and then Nick and Cecil will talk about it. In fact, Nick and Cecil have a watch party going on at Tom's Watch Bar in McGregor Square from 6 to 9.
Nice.
You can watch the combine. You can watch the hockey. We know that the Avalanche are going to have their backs against the wall against the Coyotes. See,
man,
I'm learning my lesson to that.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, you don't want to jinx it, Adam.
Just to let you know, there's 115 TVs, and you're going to enjoy an order of deep dish nachos, tacos, or wings, and enter for a chance to win an autographed Nathan MacKinnon and Jamal Murray memorabilia. Man, I tell you, if you haven't been in Tom's Watch Bar, you're in for an amazing experience with Nick and Cecil from 6 to 9 tonight.
You were just talking about Trey McBride. Man, I'm really pulling for that guy. It would be awesome to see him just absolutely dominate the combine. Go out there. He's got, depending on what mock drafts you look at, he's got a chance of being drafted in the first round. And we know what the expectations are. So part of me is like, for his sake, I hope he gets the money. But there's a lot of pressure that comes with becoming a first-round tight end.
Mm.
You're drafted in the first round as a tight end. You're pretty much expected to be a full-time Pro Bowler the rest of your career. We know what kind of conversations have come up with Noah Fant. Obviously, I'm rooting for him. Dude, it is insane. So he's from Fort Morgan. It is insane that Fort Morgan has produced Joel Dreesen, Trey McBride, and didn't you tell me yesterday that Ryan Jensen is from Fort Morgan?
I didn't say that, but...
Somebody told us that.
Oh, okay. Kevin said via Kliss.
Okay, dude.
That's crazy.
What are the odds of a town like that producing 3 NFL players, yet alone 3 top-flight NFL players that all... Well, Trey McBride hasn't started his career, but I'm going to assume he's going to play for a long time. I mean, Joel and Ryan Jensen, those guys, they played, I think Joel played 8 years, something like that. Ryan Jensen, he's been a top flight center.
Super Bowl champion.
Goodness gracious, that is insane.
I don't know what
to say. Dalton Reisner was just down the street.
It's crazy.
What's going on out there? What are they feeding those kids?
I have no idea.
They sitting at the feeder?
I'm not trying to be a jerk here, but is that, that's not 4A, is it? I mean, isn't that
3A? Oh, I doubt it.
3A?
No, that's, yeah.
We're not
like that's borderline like Cecil Lammy, like 8-man football territory. Sorry, Joel. I don't know. I'm sorry. That was not a shot. I know that Fort Morgan did very well this year. They did very well.
Are you sure it's 8-man for Cecil?
It's 12. Well, we do know that Cecil was an athlete, right?
He's been reminding
us. Yeah, sure. It's been a while. It's been a while. But, you know, I was an athlete. I did used to dunk. No, you never dunked, Cecil. Why would you even say that? Listen to Cecil.
Lemmy.
Cecil did not say he could dunk.
Yes, he did. I offered him a 10-1 wager on it, because not only did he say he could dunk, he claims that he could still dunk. He claims that if once he gets all this weight off, he's going to be able to dunk again. I offered him a 10-1 wager. 10-1. I'll pay you $1,000. You pay me $100.
How tall is Cease?
I don't know. Not tall enough.
6 foot, maybe? You don't think he's 6 foot?
Look, you know, I'm not trying to disparage our brother here, but no, come on, Cease, you're putting yourself in a pickle here. You say you can dunk the ball. I'm going to have to respond to that.
Being able to dunk is just what, like, that's one of those things you can't fib about.
No.
That's one of those, like, you either can do it or you can't. And I don't want to hear about touching the rim or putting a tennis ball down or something like that. None of that counts.
Oh, see, he is listening. It was six man. He didn't say anything about the dunking, but he did inform me that it was six man. Look, I'll give you 100-1. 100-1. 100-1. You want to take the bet or not?
It feels like you're talking directly to him.
Well, I am. He's listening.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm trying not to be mean.
Let me just say one thing. I'm not going to lie. Right, you've sounded similar at times about your high school baseball career.
There
have certainly been times that you've made it sound like if I was just 3 inches taller, I'd been in the MLB.
Well, that's being facetious. But I've never exaggerated anything I have or haven't done. In my playing career, I'll just spit out the facts. I mean, I'm not going to say something that I've never accomplished.
Kevin just texted me that you should have said that on air, buddy. He said they only had 8-foot rims where Cecil played.
6-man football and 8-foot rims?
Right.
That's terrible. Let me just say this, and then we can easily move on.
Oh, my God. I have to... Look, he's texting me. I have to say it. He's doubling down. He says, I'm driving right now, and I can dunk. Yes. Cecil, what are you doing? What are you doing? Why? Nobody's telling you you have to do this.
Oh, yeah.
What are you doing?
Let me tell you this.
Oh, Cecil Lambie.
If you can dunk.
Don't listen to Cecil Lambie.
If you can dunk. In this day and age, there's a video of it. That's all I'm saying.
Yes.
Nobody can dunk.
Look,
and does not have a video of themselves doing it.
Do you want to join in? Let's make a $10 wager at 100-1. 100-1. $10 wager.
Are you talking to me?
Yeah.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
With Cease?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, if Cease wants to take the bet... I mean, I'm on your side.
I know. I know you're not dumb enough to bet against that one.
Yeah. Cecil could pay me $1. Never mind 10 bucks. Mm. I mean, whatever that's 100-1. Pay me $1, I'll pay you 100.
Sure.
$1. You'd have to come up with $1 for me, not even 10.
Wow.
Technically, 10 would be, with 100 would be 10-1, right?
Like, it'd be one thing if he used past tense. But he said, I can. He said, I can. I currently can dunk. I currently can dunk.
Liar!
I don't want to get mean here, but you are just flat out a liar. You are.
Wow. Careful.
I love you, Cecil.
Let's leave a video then. I mean, what else can you say?
Yeah, let's see it.
I mean, it is 2022. I mean, Cecil looks great. Cecil looks awesome.
Sure.
You are my champion, D-Mac.
Cecil really does look awesome. No doubt about it. I give him, you know, all the praise. He looks fantastic.
Now, you can't use a trampoline. Like, does he know that? I'm not sure.
Well, we should be careful about setting up some parameters.
Let's just make sure that this is clear. You have to wear normal shoes. Like, there can't be springs in the shoes. You got to stand you can have a running start. I don't care.
Oh, sure.
You have to jump off of the normal ground. There's no platform. There's no steps. And the rim is 10 foot.
And the basketball.
Did I cover it all?
The basketball.
I don't know. He could use a tennis ball.
Oh, I don't know if I want to go on that.
Oh, because T-Mac, you're fine. A tennis ball. I give you a tennis ball. Yes.
Oh, can Cecil touch the rim?
I don't know if he can touch the net.
You don't know if he can touch the net? Wow.
Am I being mean? Tell me what
I
crossed
the line. Well, on that one, I would hope he could touch the net.
Did I cross the line?
The net hangs down. I think, oh boy, I'm not going to say anything about me. I think most people could touch the net.
Oh.
Touch the net?
Remember when he was talking all that trash about Madden and I smoked him?
I do remember that.
Yeah. Thank you to the texter that reminded me about that.
Did Cecil dunk a donut?
Hey, look, somebody's saying, Tyler, last time you challenged someone in basketball, you ended up conceding. You're right. I got my butt whipped.
It did not go well.
I deserved all the talk that everybody has given me. But Cecil should learn from me, you know, like when you've got mentors, I should be his mentor on this one. Learn a lesson from me. Someone on the text line, let me finish. State of the dunk.
I mean, Cecil's really set himself up here. He's really set himself up.
I didn't
up
do
here.
This. I didn't ask him. I didn't bring it up. I didn't quiz him. He did this on his own.
All right. I'm trying to be, believe it or not, trying to be nice. I just think in this day and age, if you could dunk, there'd be a video of you doing it. That's all. That's all I got to say about that one.
I hope we're not in a fight. I don't want to be in a fight.
Well,
I hope. Did I cross the line? Am I going to have to say sorry? Yeah. I don't want to say. I mean, I will if I have to, but.
I mean, you're betting them 100 to 1. You know, 100 to 1 with 10 bucks is actually $1,000. Are you doing that?
I stand by it.
Wow. Wow. Okay. Well, speaking of dunking, that's something Troy Rank can't do.
That might be a basketball, though. No tennis ball.
It's Denver 7 Broncos insider Troy Rank on the Johnson Auto Plaza hotline. Okay, Troy, what's the latest from Indianapolis? How's your day going today?
I am back. I came back late last night. I just wanted to be there for Peyton Hackett and the quarterbacks, Trey McBride. That was kind of on my agenda. And then I was able to talk with Melvin Gordon at length yesterday in an exclusive interview. So I got done what I needed to get done. I like Indianapolis, but from a TV perspective, DMAC, it doesn't serve me to be there much longer because it just doesn't make air, if you will.
Okay.
Well, Troy, it sort of feels like the story that's coming out is how vocal everybody's being about the quarterback situation. Are you surprised by how upfront George Payton and I think Nathaniel Hackett as well today with Peter Schrager? Have you been surprised by how upfront they've been about the situation?
Not surprised. I mean, Hackett, I didn't know. You know, as a new coach, sometimes they're very diplomatic. And, you know, you can win in different ways. And we get whoever we have, we'll coach them up. And I'm pleased that he's not really taking that posture. George Payton, to me, senses after 1 year in this division, 1 year in charge, looking at the AFC West, looking at the current trend in football, that if you don't have a quarterback, you're not winning. I mean, it's like basketball. If you don't have two stars right now in the NBA, you're not winning. And it just feels like for the first time since I've watched NFL, like, you've got to have a guy right now. You can't camouflage it in any other way if you don't have a functional quarterback, meaning above average. Doesn't have to be great, but he's got to be in that conversation of top 15. And George Payton and Hackett together, I think that's a good – I think it's good that Hackett's there to push Payton. I believe Payton's tendency is to be a little conservative. You know, Minnesota, they won in different ways, and they won with multiple quarterbacks, but that doesn't apply anymore. And so I'm not shocked. I'm pleasantly surprised that they understand that urgency exists at the quarterback position if you're the Broncos, because if you don't upgrade at that position, a lot of other things they're doing well, and they are doing a lot of things well right now, it's not going to matter significantly if you're not much better at that position.
What was the most common thing you heard while you were in Indy about the Broncos?
That they have a talented roster. Hackett is viewed not unlike, I think you and I view him, D-Mac. that it's going to be a spectacular success or dramatic failure. There doesn't seem to be a gray area on Hackett, that he's wildly inexperienced and wasn't ready, or he's the perfect man at the right time who's embracing technology, innovation, energy. And so, but the talk of the Broncos is they are one of the teams that if they figured out quarterback, they could go from, you know, the 7-10 to immediately 10-7, or, you know, that basically where they're in the mix of 11-6 playoff team. That one player, given their current roster and the way they believe in Peyton to draft, they could turn it around. But they're just, the problem is that I hear that same conversation about the Steelers. I hear the same conversation about Washington. You wonder about the Eagles. I mean, there's just like 5, 6, 7 teams that are in that same spot. That, man, if they had their guy, where would they be? And the Broncos are squarely in that conversation with the Panthers, Washington, Pittsburgh. Every beat writer I talked to from those teams was like, man, it sounds like you're talking about the Broncos.
We're chatting with our Denver 7 Broncos insider, Troy Rank. Troy, I feel like every year, by the time you get to the combine, you've got a few rumors about who the Broncos' favorite quarterback is, and I don't feel like we've gotten really any vibe about who they covet the most in this year's quarterback class. Do you have any clue?
I don't yet. I mean, the problem is George Payton is really, really good at disguising his interest, and he's good about conveying that to his scouts that they actually do kind of play the game. He admitted to us, like his last year, remember, they didn't really do any intel work publicly on Surtain, and he was their guy the whole time. And he said, this year, there's pro days I won't go to, and that's my favorite guy. There's pro days we'll have a huge presence to make it look like that's our favorite guy. He's playing the game. So I'm not going to sit here and tell you I know. I don't. I know that there is a consensus that Pickett is the most pro-ready, but the hand size thing, as much as, you know, we kind of roll our eyes, it is an issue because he fumbled a lot in college. You can't just discount it, but Pickett and Willis, to me, are the ones that jump a little bit ahead of the other two, and I do like Sam Howell. Matt Corral, really? To me, he's a wild – Matt Corral's an X factor, but for me, it's Pickett and Willis will be the first two off the board, and mm-hmm. I do believe they will go in the top 15, and if the Broncos want one of them, they could probably stay at 9 and get one of them, but to get the absolute guy they want, they'd probably have to move ahead of the Panthers.
Most interesting thing about Indy at the combine that had nothing to do with football was what?
Most interesting. That's a great question, D-Mac, that you would ask me. The most interesting thing to me was the fact that we're trending back, and it's selfish, trending back to opening the locker room for the media.
Okay.
And well, folks like Lindsey Jones, Jeff Legwall, credit to them. You saw the NFL drop the COVID restrictions today. The path is clear to open the locker room again. I don't know if we'll get it post-game, after games, but for me, selfishly, to get back into the locker room makes my job a hell of a lot more fun, and it allows us to tell the stories of the guy who's a backup, who has this great human interest story that you don't really want to ask him about on Zoom with 20 other reporters or at the podium. He's not a podium guy, if you will. So the most interesting thing is it felt like it was a return to normalcy in a lot of ways that we're moving back in that direction. And that's encouraging because the league, for me, is a lot more fun to cover when we can get in the locker room and talk with guys off to the side. And I learned so much. I get a PhD in football being able to talk to guys in the locker room, and not having the last 2 years has been, you know, it's just made the job more difficult in terms of storytelling.
All right. Great stuff. Appreciate it. Troy Rank, Denver 7 Broncos insider, presented by the Johnson Auto Plaza Hotline. I didn't miss going in the locker room at all.
You sure? You sure?
Oh, yeah.
Seemed to be in the locker room all the time when I was playing, D-Mac.
No, I hated every second of it.
That's the weirdest thing.
Troy's not wrong about it. It's just such an awkward situation.
Why in the world? And it's not like you're in there for an hour.
Trust me.
Give him like 10 minutes to come in and ask a question. Maybe 15 minutes.
Fine by me.
But seriously, the normal period, isn't it 45 minutes?
It's 45
minutes. 45 minutes is the normal period.
Like
that,
3 days
that
a
is
week.
An eternity.
It's ridiculous.
So what ends up happening is that everybody goes to the cafeteria, they go to the training room, and you've got the same 10 guys in there every single day because it's the same 10 guys that are okay with talking to the media, and you've got the rookies. That's about it.
You end up just standing around talking to each other.
Right.
And maybe a stray offensive lineman off the record just hanging out.
You ever had people just hanging out, like having conversation while you're changing, while you're, you know, putting on your jockstrap? Ever just had a crowd just hanging out?
No, I just got the awkward, I think I got the space to myself in the locker room at the gym. And
right.
No, apparently you got to sit right next to me.
I don't know that I buy it. Ever since you told me you're a shower at the gym guy, I just don't know that I buy it. Like, you're probably that guy. You're the shower at the gym guy.
I am a shower at the gym guy, but I don't want to be changing and you know, I don't even care about walking around naked like in the locker room. It's a locker room. Who cares? But it's like, hey, man, give me like an inch to just, you know, get my stuff together here.
Yeah.
And it's like, yeah, of course, you're the locker right next to mine, right beside me. And no, I get it. You got to get your stuff right now. It happened the other day. Couldn't believe it. It happened like the next day after we talked about it. With I'm by myself. By myself.
And I don't think I buy
30
it.
I seconds,
just don't think I buy it.
Three guys are circled around me in various areas of undress and sweat.
Yeah, I don't know. Your shower, you're like, if you spend more than the bare minimum required time in the locker room, you're probably that guy.
What
I mean,
guy?
Although I will admit.
I go by there, I go in, I never go there unless I'm sitting by myself. If somebody is near my locker, they come, I go off to the side, I wait for them.
Slow down.
I go off to the side.
We're trying to get an image here. Like, just slow down. They got the music on. We're trying to set the scene a little bit. I mean, I will admit that I don't know if anybody's really experienced true freedom unless you brush your teeth butt naked at the gym.
Sure.
Have you experienced true freedom unless you've done that?
I've done all of that.
Yeah.
I don't care. What do I care? Do you think I care somebody sees me walking around in a locker room naked, brushing my teeth, doing whatever?
But you live like 2 minutes from your gym.
Yeah.
That's weird.
I don't like getting in the car all sweaty. I like taking the shower. I like the whole thing.
I get it if you're going to work after, but no, you work at 2 o'clock.
Dude, I like the whole process.
Now we're getting there.
Plus, I swim at the gym.
Mm-hmm.
And I go to the sauna and the steam room.
Mm-hmm.
You want to leave the sauna or the steam room and go right into your car? That is like repulsive.
Yep.
Wait, hold on. I'm the weird one? After a sauna or a sauna?
Yeah, if you shower at the gym without a reason, then you're the weird one.
What do you mean without a reason? I wouldn't take a shower if there wasn't a reason to take a shower.
No, you shower at home.
Yeah, no, all right. I guess I'm the weird one that after I work out, I want to take a shower. I'll take that. That's my bad.
All right.
Just listen. Some locker room etiquette. I guess it's not a problem for you because I guess you just, you know.
I go home.
The sauna, steam, dripping with sweat, get in the car and just, you know, drive the, you know, 4 blocks home.
That's right.
Whatever it is.
Sounds about right.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Fine. No problem. If you see somebody just taking their stuff off, just give them some space. That's all I'm saying. I don't think that's crazy.
Reasonable.
There's no problem with getting
bring your toothbrush to that.
That being said, to your point.
Do you shave there?
No, I need to shave more. I should shave there.
You shave in the steam room?
What?
Yeah. You ever seen that guy?
No.
You've never seen the shave in the steam room guy?
I guess that makes sense. I never even thought of it.
Oh, I've seen it, unfortunately.
Shave in the steam room?
And I kind of want to punch him in the brain.
I can't really blame you.
I punch you straight through the skull right into the brain.
I had no idea that was even a thing.
Yeah.
Why would you shave in the steam room? I mean, I guess you could because it's moist. Shaving where? All right. Anyways, yeah, to answer your question, if I'm doing this in the locker and there's like 5 guys, men, women, whatever, whoever's allowed in there, and all of us, no, Tyler, I think it would be ridiculous. I am on your side and the athlete side on this one. 1,000%.
There's zero reason why you need to be in the locker room.
It's weird. It's awkward. I hate it. I hadn't been doing it for the past like 3 years before COVID. Everybody else would go in there and be like, fine, whatever.
I bet you go back.
Sometimes you'd have to. I would only do it if I freaking had to do it.
Kevin's really mad at you right now.
Why?
You're way over.
Oh, all right. I'm just going on. Here's a weird one in the water cooler. When practice is a bad thing, this is not something I would have anticipated. But we have a professional athlete saying practice is a bad thing. Details next.
Hey guys, Tyler Palumbus here to tell you about my new friends at Assignar. Colorado contractors get paid faster and save big time money with Assignar managing their construction operations. From instant crew and equipment scheduling to digital time tracking and forms, contractors using Assignar are averaging $30,000 per year in savings. Collect data from the field to make informed decisions from the office with Assignar platform and mobile app. Go to keepbuilding.com to request your free demonstration of Assignar and see how much your business can save.
It's time to take a trip to the water cooler.
Is this good for the company?
We need to talk about your TPS reports.
Did you see the memo about this?
We find it's always better to fire people on a Friday.
If you could just go ahead and make sure you do that from now on, that would be great.
Here's Tyler and D-Mac.
What would you say you do here?
All right, here is Michael Malone about the bad practice a couple days ago.
Well, I thought we had an awful practice yesterday. For me, I felt yesterday's practice definitely carried over into tonight. So whether that was them just feeling a little bit too comfortable winning six in a row, whether that's them not respecting the Oklahoma City Thunder, who you have to give a lot of credit, they came in here and kicked their ass. I don't know what it was, but I felt yesterday's practice was not a good practice, and obviously tonight's performance was unacceptable.
Okay.
Wow, them. That was, he's not shy to go to the soft word. He's not shy to call his guys out,
nope.
But he just separated himself from his guys. That's, I don't like that one. Okay. I'm just going to be straight up with you. I do not like it. He said them, they, hey, buddy. That's you. That's your team.
Okay. The bench was fine. The starters were 0 for 24 until Aaron Gordon, I mean, it was actually a ridiculous shot with like 2 seconds to go. So they were 1 for 25 from 3. Will Barton was 0 for 9. He's 0 for 15. He's 1-3 away from tying J.R. Smith. Talk about just not having the finish it off sort of gene right there with Will Barton. And a lot of these shots were wide open. Wide open. Meanwhile, Bryn Forbes, who actually shot all right, He was part of the second unit. He was asked about, you know, the bad practice.
We don't usually practice, and we had to practice. I think that's why maybe what was tough about it. But, I don't think, you know, as a player, I didn't see it as tough. But, yeah, in the NBA, it's hard to get practices in. So I guess any practice is a tough practice usually.
Oh, my gosh. Boo-hoo. Are you kidding me? Like,
any
seriously.
Any practice is a tough practice.
Suck it up. Goodness gracious.
We're talking about practice.
That is a bad look. That's just a bad look all around. I think it's a bad look that Michael Malone separated himself from his team. That's a bad look. Don't do that. You're the leader, man. Don't do that. That's a bad look that the guys are complaining about practicing in the middle of the year. What are you talking about? First off, I've never practiced a day in my life that I really wanted to. Are you kidding me? Football is the worst, by the way. It is the only sport that you practice more than you actually play. And it's not fun. Nobody wants to practice, but you do it because it's necessary evil. And every now and then you end up having fun while you're out there, but you don't go out wanting to. That's just a bad look all the way around for everybody.
I thought that was one of the funnier things I'd ever heard, that the reason we had a bad practice is that because we practiced.
Yeah.
Because
right.
Usually in the NBA, you don't practice once right. The season starts.
Right.
I laugh.
It is an amazing concept that you go through the season without practice. And I know the baseball isn't really any different.
That's right.
It's the exact same thing.
That's right.
It is sort of amazing to think about it. Like, we're going through a game. How do you work on the stuff that you need to work on? You just watch the film. You talk about it. And I understand why it's hard to get practice in. I do. Those are the guys, I can only imagine the wear and tear. That's exhausting. Having to play that many minutes night after night after night, it is exhausting.
By the way, the story today was that Michael Porter Jr. and Jamal Murray were going to go to the Grand Rapids Gold. But they're not going to go now because of logistics, because the Gold only have one practice that they could participate in, and they have just deemed it pointless for them to go all the way to Grand Rapids and just because they only have one practice. It's a waste of time.
Well, it does sound kind of pointless. I mean, were they supposed to play in a game or no?
I think so, but I think the concept is they would get some active scrimmages, practices in that weren't in a game type of situation just to get some conditioning in, and they just looked at it and they're like, oh, there's not enough practices to be had, so it's not worth doing.
Well, if you think about it, that is something to keep your eye on with Michael Porter. Hey, man, he's been sitting around. It's impossible. There's no way to work your legs back into game shape because there's no way to practice. So
and we
you,
saw
just,
with,
you just jump right back into it. You're right. We did see it with Boogie Cousins.
Right.
He looked sloppy out there.
Because he was. Because he hadn't practiced. He hadn't, aside from going out to like 24-hour fitness and getting a run in with the fellas.
Right.
You know, there's no other way to do it. It is just a strange conundrum. I understand Malone's frustration that they were sloppy and lazy. The guys work on their games every day. They individually, they practice every day individually. They just don't do a lot of team practices once it gets into the regular season because it's the NBA. Totally different in high school, totally different in college. But in the NBA, these guys just don't really practice. So,
well, you know what
seriously,
that sounds
would
like?
Would they have been better off just having another day off,
no.
Work out on your own, and we'll see you on Wednesday?
No.
That was the case last night.
Honestly, you know what that sounds like? I think that Michael Malone might have done something that he probably regrets. He probably looked at this stretch that they're under right now. Like, this is so easy that I've got an opportunity to get a rare practice in that I normally would not.
Right, it went terrible.
Yeah, and it went terrible. The guys boycotted. They were mad that you made them practice.
They
boycotted. They didn't want to play in the game.
And they played lousy.
Don't separate yourself from your team, though, Michael Malone. Don't do that.
He does that all the time after bad losses.
It's a bad look.
He does it all the time. At least he's consistent.
I bet you're with them when they win. I bet it was us when you win.
Well, let me tell you, last night was really interesting. Because first of all, he came out and just admitted he made a mistake by not finishing the game with the second unit. He played Jokic more with the second unit than I've seen Jokic play with the second unit all year, because of course Jokic was fine. Even Jokic, though, wasn't shooting great. And he just worked his game inside once he realized he couldn't hit from the outside. And Malone said, I made a mistake. I should have finished with the second unit. They gave us a better chance. And then he went on to lavish praise on the second unit, which was Jamichael Green and Forbes and Bones and, you know, Boogie Cousins. He really praised them a lot. The guys he was ripping specifically were Aaron Gordon, Will Barton, and Monte Morris. Not really. I'm leaving Jeff Green out of it because he serves a different role. He was really ripping those three. That's who he was ripping.
Right.
So it was weird, man. Are you better off just not to?
No.
Are you better off as an athlete over the course of a long season just to get as much time off as you can where it makes sense? And keep in mind, next week, the Nuggets are playing 4 games in 5 nights.
Something to be said when you're at a point in the season to take it easy on the guys. Every team I've ever been on, you always ramp it down the further you get into the season. You don't ramp it up, you ramp it down. I understand what you're saying, but I'm not going to say that you should not practice. No, I'm not going to say that.
It was because they practiced that they were bad.
No, it wasn't.
Well, no, that's what
I understand.
Forbes was saying. And that is such a fun episode.
We don't usually practice, and we had to practice. I think that's maybe what was tough about it. But, yeah, I don't think, you know, as a player, I didn't see it as tough. But, yeah, in the NBA, it's hard to get practices in. So I guess any practice is a tough practice.
That's wild. All right. Mount Palumbus Speak.
Into practice.
We're doing an earlier version of Mount Palumbus Speak because we're going to have Nate Jackson and Brock Huard in here in just a little bit, and we're going to be covering the Combine Live. So a little early version of Mount Palumbus Speak at 303-713-1043. Question for Tyler. Fired up. Coming up next.
It's The Drive with Tyler Palumbus and D-Mac on Denver's Sports Station, 1043 The Fan. From the banks of Cherry Creek to the Flatirons of Boulder, to the South Stands of Mile High, he's the state of Colorado's native son. A man of mythical and physical proportion. University of Colorado Buffalo's team captain. Denver Broncos Super Bowl 50 champion. He is Mount Palumbus. Who dare attempt scale the mighty Mount Palumbus on this day?
Mount Palumbus Speak is presented by Plumline Services. Turn to the experts you trust. By the way, I'm just seeing my text. Yeah, I want Brock Huard to bring us some Starbucks.
Now that's a good rookie, right?
Yeah, I mean,
Brock is far from a rookie, but he's a rookie around here.
That's an awesome team move right there.
The new guy, he offers to bring in Starbucks for everybody his first day around here. Now, that's what I'm talking about.
Me too. The answer to that question is yes, Brock, but I fear it might be a little bit too late at this, right? Oh, man. I wonder if he has the instincts just to do it anyway. Yeah, we'll see. Brock's going to be here. Nate's going to be here. We just saw Trey McBride make this ridiculous catch. That was kind of cool.
Oh, that's a cool catch.
Nice job,
over
Trey
his head,
McBride.
Diving.
Yeah, awesome. Tyler, would you trade Drew Lock for Jordan Love?
Mount Columbus. Speak.
I had to glance at Richie before I answered this one. Because I am a firm believer in the anything else. Like, you know, we've tried this. It's not that I hate the guy. It's just that we've tried it. It's not working. Let's try something else. But no, I would not trade him for Jordan Love. And look, if I'm going to trade him, I at least want to know I'm getting an upgrade. Jordan Love hasn't played much. Maybe he's going to be a decent quarterback over the course of his career. But when he has played, it has not looked good.
That's true.
No, thank you. Don't want to give up on a first-round bust. Or I don't want to trade for a first-round bust from somebody else's team.
You think Jordan Love is a first-round bust?
As of now, sure. I mean, they've had to backtrack on everything. They've had to bring Aaron Rodgers back. They've had to give him a new deal. They're begging him in public. You drafted him to replace Aaron Rodgers. And when you've played, that's not his fault that Aaron Rodgers is balled out. Mm-hmm. But when you have played, you've looked very, very poor.
Okay. Mount Columbus.
Hey, but if I answer that question in a different way, if they're both free agents, who would I take? I would select Jordan Love. I would.
What's the difference?
Potential first rounder and what I don't know. It's mainly what I don't know. So I know a lot about Drew Lock. I don't know a lot about Jordan Love. If they were on the street, they're both free agents, I would choose Jordan Love. But no, I would not trade for Jordan Love. There's a difference.
Mount Columbus, does Cecil practice his dunking every day on the Xbox?
I bet he's practicing right now. See, the Xbox, that's
going?
A good point.
You want to bring us up to speed here with where we're at?
I suppose technically he never said he could dunk in real life. Maybe he was talking about the metaverse. I don't know.
I'm sorry, what?
The metaverse? Yeah. You don't know about the metaverse?
No, I know about the metaverse. Yeah. I do. I know about, my son, I'm up to date on metaverse, and Stan, I got it. It's locked down. I'm good on it.
My son got an Oculus for Christmas, and like our favorite thing to do is like go down there and just take random videos of him when he doesn't know that we're taking a video of him. Mm-hmm. My wife took like a 5-minute long video the other night, and he's like talking to his buddies. He's like, I got to go get that banana gorilla spider monkey. Like just going in circles. He's swiping at the air. He's like diving. It is the funniest thing to watch people that are on that Oculus.
Maybe that's where Cecil's dunking.
He probably can dunk in the metaverse.
In the metaverse, he's probably throwing it down.
Right.
Where are we with this bet video, Cecil? Where are we at?
Well, he has texted me back. I told him I love him, just to clarify.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I didn't want to be in a fight with him.
It's all with it's a no offense Thursday.
He did respond. LOL, you only kid because you care. So good to know that he's taking it well.
We would just ignore you otherwise.
But at no point has he accepted a bet. Yeah.
Oh, he hasn't.
No, sir. 10-1, dude. I'll pay you 10-1.
On a $10 bet?
Sure.
Oh, 10-1.
Sure.
10-1. Not 100-1. On a $10 bet.
100-1. I'll do 100-1. I'll do 100-1. Sure.
You do 100-1 on a $10 bet?
Yes, sir. I'll put up 1,000.
How many tries does he get?
One.
Oh, really?
That's right.
Okay. Well, that's a little pressure.
That's right. He gets one.
It's just such
a... Screw it. Forget it. I mean, he could have 10.
Right.
He gets
tired after a while.
I mean, what am I talking about?
What, do you think he's going to get less tired the more he tries?
You can have 10, pal. What do you want? You want 100? I'll give you 100.
He probably has the effort of three. That, you know, maybe it's a timing thing, but on the fourth one, he's going to be exhausted.
I mean, this is really, like, I'm legit laughing in my head picturing this.
Yeah, you get the first one is kind of a test. You can see it.
You know what I'm going to do
the
also?
The adrenaline gets going on the second one. And by the third one, if you can't do it on the third one, it's never going
to
happen.
I'm going to add to this. Like, I joked earlier about the tennis ball. I'm not going to do the tennis ball just in case I'm wrong. Like maybe like one out of a million, you're saying there's a chance type of thing. Maybe I'm wrong.
Maybe.
But I will say a volleyball. I will let it be a volleyball. You don't even have to dunk a basketball. You can palm a volleyball.
Just to be clear, it has to be hand over the rim, not just ball at the rim and the ball goes in. You know what I mean? Like you kind of...
No, the ball can't go up. The ball has to go down.
Down.
Correct.
Dunk.
That's right.
Not up to it and it goes in or no. I somehow threw it and it went in or any kind of weird thing. And no trampolines.
No, that's... Yeah, that's key.
Trampolines are banned.
Right. Look, just accept the bet already, dude.
And so it sits.
Think about the content. Think about the shows. Think about the station.
Think about the humiliation.
Right.
Nick and Cecil tonight at Tom's Watch Bar in McGregor Square from 6 to 9. Ask Cecil about it. Ask him about the combine that's going on. And we got the Avs. It's going to be a nail biter against Coyotes. I don't know about this one. That's happened on one of their 115 TVs. And enjoy an order of deep dish nachos, tacos, or wings. And you can be entered for a chance to win an autographed Nathan MacKinnon and Jamal Murray memorabilia. If you've never been to Tom's Watch Bar, you're in for an amazing experience. That's in McGregor Square. You've been to McGregor Square?
I have.
It's a really cool place, and with no baseball going on, there should be plenty of room to do whatever you want.
It's a fun spot. Went before the All-Star, or before the Home Run Derby.
Brock Huard coming in. Nate Jackson coming in. I'm excited to just start talking about some. We've had the TV on this entire time, so maybe we can talk about some of the stuff we're seeing. So here we go. We're going to go real deep into the combine. We're going to see the quarterbacks throw here in a little bit. It's going to be a blast. We'll kick off football at 4 with that coming up next.
Hey guys, Tyler Palumbus here to tell you about my new friends at Assignar. Colorado contractors get paid faster and save big time money with Assignar managing their construction operations. From instant crew and equipment scheduling to digital time tracking and forms, contractors using Assignar are averaging $30,000 per year in savings. Collect data from the field to make informed decisions from the office with Assignar platform and mobile app. Go to keepbuilding.com to request your free demonstration of Assignar and see how much your business can save.